I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Let's get back to that classified information President Donald Trump passed along to the Russians in the Oval Office. The intelligence allegedly concerned the dangers of ISIS, planting a bomb in a laptop carried on board a U.S.-bound plane. Allies in Europe, we hear, are upset that the information was shared with Russia and not with them. But the real fury appears to be in Israel. That's because Israel is reportedly the source of the intelligence through a human asset, a spy, embedded with ISIS. Shira Frankel of BuzzFeed News has been in touch with Israeli intelligence officials. Shira, what have you been hearing?
Well, you know, it's twofold. On the first hand, they're sort of upset that this intelligence was shared without their knowledge, without any sort of coordination between Israeli and American forces. On the second hand, what they're saying is that going forward, this is going to affect their decision to continue sharing intelligence with this White House. So they're asking themselves, what can we continue sharing? Was it wise to be sharing what we did in the first place? And this sort of special relationship that's existed until now between Israel and the United States, will it be able to continue under this presidency?
Did you get a sense from these officials how surprised or even shocked they were when this news came out?
You know, it was interesting because back in January, one of the intelligence officers I spoke to yesterday, I'd spoken to him back in January, and then he had expressed concern about what Trump was going to share and specifically said, I'm concerned what Trump is going to share with Russia. It seems like he has an uncomfortably close relationship with the Russians. And so when I rang him yesterday to say, well, you know, what now? What do you think now that this, you know, sort of your fears have come to pass? And he said, well, you know, it's really a worst case scenario for us. We had been worried about what he was going to share with the Russians, but if this is true, if he shared this sort of critical information, and which he believes would lead the Russians down a path which would let them discover how Israel gathered this intelligence. He goes, you know, for us, that's really dangerous. We have active spies out in the field. We have active networks that we're currently using to continue to gather intelligence. And it really threatens an ongoing active intelligence operation for the Israelis. So I think there's a great deal of concern there. I think that their next week's visit by Trump to the Middle East will be a time when the Israelis can raise a lot of those concerns with Trump.
So you're saying this could actually affect real lives, people on the ground?
Oh, most certainly. I mean, I think that that's been, the, you know, one and all of the intelligence and Ministry of Defense officials in Israel that I spoke to, the first thing they expressed concern about was that a real human life on the ground would be lost.
Question, though, I mean, if this is a genuine threat from ISIS, why should it not be shared with other countries? I mean, Russia is not immune to attacks by ISIS. They even lost an airliner to an ISIS bomb in 2015.
I don't think that it was so much that it shouldn't be shared, but that, you know, they want to see coordination over sharing it. So they want to be told, you know, hey, guys, we want to share this with the Russians. We think it's an active threat to them as well. We'd like to share it with any of our partners, whether that be the UK or France or Germany. I think that the Israelis, what concerned them most here was that no one had gone back to them. No one had spoken to them and said this meeting's going to happen and this is what we're going to share. And then they probably would have come back and said, okay, that's fine with us, share it in this capacity. Or, you know, this is the phrasing we'd like you to share it with. The biggest issue, actually, is that they don't even know what was shared. They know that Trump certainly told the Russians about intelligence, but they don't know to what detail and to what extent that intelligence was shared. And so they feel like they've sort of been left out in the dark now.
Tell us what is unique about the intelligence relationship between Israel and the United States, because it's been a relationship for many decades. How could that be damaged?
I think that the Israeli-American intelligence sharing arrangement is unique, really, in the world. I don't know that many other countries have the level of closeness and cooperation. The best way I could describe it is that in real time, Israel will share intelligence with the United States. They'll share raw intelligence, which means that they're trusting the U.S. with their code names, with sources, with raw maps and satellite images. There's very, very few countries that trust one another to that extent. I think the fact that now the Israelis are questioning it and asking themselves whether this relationship should continue is going to be incredibly damaging to both the U.S. and Israel in the long run if in fact, they decide to start withholding intelligence from one another.
Shira Frankel of BuzzFeed there.